the best word Jesus ever spoke. Come. Matthew records our Lord's simple invitation. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Come to me. Come often, especially now, especially today. Come desirous to be with me, just as I want to be with you, in prayer. Come open, ready to receive. Bring your best self, focused on the business of prayer. No matter the hour or the time of day, I am here to meet with you, and I always bring all of me to be with you. Do you not know, have you not heard, that I never tire, never slumber or sleep? When you sleep, I continue praying on your behalf to the Father. When you are unsure of what to pray, my Spirit devotedly prays for you. Ah, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. But child, even when you are unsure of what to pray, come. Come be with me. Sit in my presence. Thank me for loving you, for taking great delight in you. This verse, for the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Thank me for being with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Yes, I shall, Lord. I will come. Thank you for your invitation to rest in you, and I will pray. I thank you, God, for making me in your image. I thank you, God, for knowing me, for knowing all about me, and loving me anyway. I thank you, God, for making a way for me to be with you forever, all because of Jesus. I thank you, God, that you are good and your mercy and kindness are forever. You are trustworthy. You don't change. Your love does not fail. It does not fade. You don't change your mind or go back on your word. You have a plan and a purpose for me. You will never desert me or leave me lonely. And then, Lord, I thank you that when I fail, when I sin, I can turn around and come to you. Admit my sin. You will forgive and cleanse me. You no longer see that sin in me. And Lord, I thank you that I will one day hear you say, "Welcome home, child. Wait till you see all I have here for you. Wonders you have never even imagined will be yours." And the love just flows on and on. You were made for this. Your home has been prepared. Welcome, my beloved. Amen. Another invitation from the writer of Hebrews. Come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Hebrews 4:16. I remember a dark night in the hospital when I prayed those words back to God, telling him I was taking him at his word. I would come boldly and he would show his mercy. And he did. Come. What an invitation.
Sinner, lost and left to die. to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, when you can't contain your joy inside, kiss the world goodbye, then go in peace and laugh on glory's side, and fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus.